Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. And as promised, joining us on the phone, frontman of Kerfuffle 2018, featured artist and all-around good guy, Mr. Andy Hull. How are you, bro?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, man. It's been a while since we last chatted, and a lot's been going on in the world of Manchester Orchestra. I got to ask a question about the new record, well, newer record, I should say, at this point, A Black Sure. Mile to the Surface, which now is on my list as my number two favorite Manchester album. So it's moved up
Amazing.
The list really quick, man.
Awesome.
But I want to kind of ask behind it, when you guys, you know, you went from Cope into this record, and this record, as I listen to it, like, the songs are big, they're epic, they're grand. Was that an intentional choice to go that way sonically, or did it just kind of come about as the process was happening?
There was definitely intention in trying to mix up what we were doing and push ourselves, you know, sort of out of our comfort zone. And our comfort zone had started to develop into using really loud guitars in order to emphasize the emotion and the bigness of it. So our challenge to ourselves was to make something that felt like enormous, but by stripping back, you know, and not depending on the tools we had used to get there before. And so, yeah, we just sort of, as the 8 months of recording went on, you know, we sort of stumbled into and got as close to the vision we had in our head as we could.
Very cool. You know, it's as you talk about the big guitars and, you know, trying to get that, using those as an expression, it's one thing I've kind of noticed a lot today in music is that a lot of kids, you know, there isn't as much guitar influence as there was when I was growing up. I mean, when I grew up, yep. When I was a kid, I wanted to pick up a guitar and, you know, and be a rock star. I didn't make it there, but that was my intention. And a lot of these kids today, they do it electronically. I mean, where's your headspace at with the new generation that's up and coming and how they make their music?
I mean, everything should be evolving. You know, all the time. So I think it's a positive, and everything's also cyclical. So I think that certain things will come back. You know, I think, like, the Beatles imagined there would be all new sorts of instruments. You know, if you listen to interviews with them about what they thought about the future of music, they sort of called it. It was like, this is what it turned into. And it's exciting because people are doing things that haven't been heard before. You know, there's something really incredible about guitar and the way that it expresses, you know, and it's an instrument that I don't think is going to go anywhere. So it's cool to see people doing that really well as well.
Cool. You know, to get back to the new record a little bit, so the story of it with Leeds, South Dakota, and the experiments that went on there, what led you down to that path and wanted to write music about that? Because I had actually not heard of the story until the album came out. When the album came out, I read in a little bit more, and, you know, my mind started blowing up, and I'm like, how did you come about this?
A lot of, like, happy accidents, you know, that turned into a slight obsession. It started with just a picture that I had seen, and to the right of the picture, you know, that you have the file name, and it said Lead, South Dakota. And I just sort of a quick little Google of that. Can just all of a sudden you start reading about the history of this place, and it's extremely rich and filled with all sorts of sci-fi interesting stuff that's going on. So not even sci-fi, just science that's happening there. That's just super futuristic. And, you know, I knew the record was going to be based on family and the connections and sort of the circle of life. So I loved the idea of it taking place in this place that wasn't my own town, and some place that I could sort of explore and romanticize. And it was cool to step out of my own head and write as different characters, you know, throughout the record.
You did a fantastic job with it, and, like, the story as well is pretty fascinating. It's funny, like, the album came out last year, and speaking of sci-fi stuff, I don't know if you're a fan at all, but the new season of Twin Peaks came out around the same time.
Yes, it did.
And the two of them kind of melted together for me, so it was a happy accident in that case.
That's really funny you say that, because as we were explaining to producers we were meeting before we started making the record, we said, you know, we sort of want to make like Twin Peaks the album. That was definitely the goal. So that's great.
Mission accomplished, man. If you guys are just tuning in, Andy Hull of Manchester Orchestra joining us on the phone. They're going to be playing, of course, Kerfuffle June 16th at Canal Side. All the info you need that up online at alternativebuffalo.com. So I was watching some videos the other day. You guys played Shaky Knees down in your hometown of Atlanta, and just the crowd. I watched that video of them singing along with the Gold. What was that like to be doing that in front of a crowd in your hometown?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I really realized it was a moment until I saw that video. You know, I was sort of in the zone trying to remember, you know, the next chords that were going to come and make sure that we were nailing the performance. And, you know, it's so loud on stage that the scope of it had not sunk in. And then once I kind of saw a few pictures of what it looked like and in that video, yeah, my mind was pretty blown. A really cool feeling after years of working, you know, and playing in this town, and to have that reception at home.
Awesome stuff. So we threw it out there to the Twitter universe. We asked them if you could ask Andy a question. So this one comes from Amy C. at I Am Corona, and she wants to know about the titles of the songs on the new album. All the songs start with the word "the," with the exception of "Lead South Dakota." Why the variation for just that one song, and why the other ones with just the? Was that a planned out thing as well?
Yeah, I sort of like the little. I don't know. I'm really OCD, but there's something kind of lovely to me about having this thing poke out. Certainly a nod to the town that a lot of the record is taking place and is inspired by. You know, a lot of the record really felt like a book or a movie to me in different chapters. So it was sort of one of those ideas that I really love when bands do that stuff, but hadn't taken the daring plunge to try it myself. And I felt like it was kind of time to do all the cool things, you know, that I could think of.
Gotcha. She actually had a second part to her question as well. Apparently she's a writer, and the first thing she wrote was a review of Mean Everything to Nothing that actually got published. It was her first Amazing. Published article. She still has it. She wants to know if she brings it to the show, if you would sign it for her.
1,000%, of course.
Awesome, man. Very cool. Andy Hull from Manchester Orchestra on the phone with us. They are playing Kerfuffle June 16th at Canal Side. All the tickets and info up on the website at alternativebuffalo.com. So, you know, kind of cycling back to what we were talking about earlier and growing up, you know, like I said, I was, you know, wanted to be a rock star, and guitar was the instrument. Vinyl was the means that I listened to my music when I was a kid, and then evolved in cassettes and CDs. Are you a vinyl fan at all?
Yeah, I am. And you know, it's funny because vinyl is really, for a band like us, really the only way that you're selling a physical product of something. It's cool that it's turned into something to really like sit back and focus on music and listen to. It's an act that you have to do, you know, instead of pushing just a button. And it's also, I think, for an upcoming generation, it's like commemorative. It's the coolest like souvenir you can have. So it's cool to see how it's still surviving.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up with my mom's record, so like I still have her copy of the White Album from, you know, when
Amazing.
It came out back in the 60s, which is great. And I always kind of like that. Like, you have it in your hands, you're opening it up, you're looking at it, and you're experiencing it. So it takes that physicality to a whole different level than a whole generation knows today. So say, I'm with you as well. Like, I'm excited that it's coming back. Do you have a vinyl collection personally? Or
I do, but it's all sort of scattered across the country. So I've got my favorites here at home, as I'm currently, I just moved, so just setting all that stuff back up. But no, I don't go after, you know, a ton of stuff, just sort of records that are important to me.
Right on. What's the favorite one that you have in your collection?
Probably my mom's Led Zeppelin collection. It's when she lets me borrow that. It's probably the coolest I've got.
That is fantastic, man. Very nice. Andy Hull of Manchester Orchestra with us on the phone here today. One more question for you. If you weren't in the music industry, if you weren't making records for a living and doing what you love, what would you want to do?
Well, I think I'd want to try and find a way to help people and try and to be funny. Maybe help people with laughing.
There you go. Right on, man. Hey, I can see that. We could all use a good laugh. And, you know, in a weird way, it's funny. Like, I got into this side of things, being on the radio and talking to people. And in a weird sense, I'm like, I'm sharing that music with them. So that's kind of, I think
Absolutely.
I'm helping people in that way as well. So, you know, my mom's like, why don't you be a doctor? I'm like, I can help people this way too. You know?
That's right. Therapy.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you for taking some time out of your day.
Absolutely.
We are excited to see you guys up here June 16th at Canal Side Manchester Orchestra. best of luck with the record while you're out there on the road, and looking forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, man. We'll see you guys soon. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.